Three major U.S. airlines, Southwest, Delta, and American, are not going to require employees to get the coronavirus vaccine. That's according to CNN. Remember, a few days ago, United Airlines said it would require employees based in the U.S. to get the shots. So what does this tell us about air travel at this stage in the pandemic? Let's check in with Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Robin.
And this news from airlines not requiring vaccines comes as we see the Delta variant and the lack of vaccines in some parts of this country blamed by epidemiologists for this huge surge in new infections and hospitalizations we're seeing. This is the highest in both since last February across the country, and also as a number of major companies are announcing vaccine requirements. So as someone considering even more flying, you know, that's me, that doesn't make me feel so comfortable to know that airlines might not be requiring employees to get vaccinated. What's the thinking?
Well, these airlines, to be clear, Robin, are still a part of the majority of American companies that aren't requiring all workers to go along. But yeah, United, for precisely the reasons you said, felt, hey, we're up there in these tight quarters carrying passengers, and it just wanted for the safety of its employees and the passengers to mandate the vaccines. Delta, American, and Southwest have essentially said, look, we're doing rather well with vaccination rates, and we would rather, this is my words, not theirs, use the carrot rather than the stick. They all spoke very strongly in favor of vaccines. Make clear it's not that they're opposed to vaccines. They are opposed to an absolute mandate of the kind that United has and some other American companies. But United's policy is more comprehensive than most. Very few exceptions.
Well, we're seeing that Southwest CEO Gary Kelly said in an internal memo that his company is strongly encouraging vaccination. You mentioned Delta's CEO, that's Ed Bastian. They say 75% of their workforce is already vaccinated. But, you know, is part of the concern, is it unions? Are we talking about all employees? Are we talking about, everybody on board? Or is this just ground crew? Are they worried about union input, about losing workers? What might be some of the other thinking?
Well, absolutely. I mean, whether it's unions per se or just labor in general, Robin, and what, of course, is a tight labor market, you know, for the same reason that non-unionized Walmart isn't requiring all of its rank and file employees to get vaccinated, you have to imagine Walmart is thinking, hey, we're having a hard time hiring and retaining employees. These airlines are likely thinking the same thing. American and Southwest are both heavily unionized airlines. Delta is not. Its pilots are unionized. Most of its other employees are not. But yeah, you know, if you sort of do the math on even if 75-80% rather decent rate of employees are vaccinated, at the biggest airline, that means 10,000 people aren't, right? Yes. And so this is those airlines thinking about that.
Yeah. And just briefly, we're under a minute here, Seth, but where are we on vaccinations for passengers and vaccination proof in some sort of digital passport?
It's rather clearly not going to happen in the U.S. Even leaders who like the concept of it, I mean, President Biden, you go way back, liked the concept of it, but they just sort of recognize the political reality that it's not going to happen in the U.S. That's different from some other places around the world where there's been wider spread acceptance of some sort of vaccine passport and some sort of requirement for vaccinations in order to travel. The cruise lines, Robin, they're trying to require vaccinations.
Yep. And you may need it if you fly somewhere else, so check. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.